Looking with me in Genesis 13, beginning of verse 14, just a couple of verses here. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Oh, hallelujah. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Glory to God. Now, turn with me to the book of 1 Kings, please. 1 Kings, just another couple of verses here in 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19, looking at verse 19 through 21. 1 Kings 19, 19 through 21. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. Would you look at somebody and tell them, say, neighbor, if you want God's best, you're going to have to kiss it goodbye. Say, neighbor, if you want everything God has for you, there's some things you're going to have to kiss it goodbye. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God tonight. I thank you, Lord, that you have called us to a higher place, just like you called Abraham. You said, lift up your eyes and look, because everything that you see, I'll give it to you. I thank you tonight, God, that your word has called us to this place of abundance and overflow, Lord. I thank you, God, that through your word, you will show us how to get there. Hallelujah. We want everything that you said we can have. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the spirit of revelation tonight. Let this word come alive in the hearts of every man and woman of God in this house today and take us into that land of overflow, that land of flowing with milk and honey in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Say it again. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
There's some things that you're going to have to kiss it goodbye. Hallelujah. When Elijah's mantle touched Elisha, Elisha knew something. He knew instantly that there was more than what he'd been experiencing. Somehow Elisha knew that Elijah was his divine connection. He knew that Elijah was going to position him for promotion. Elisha knew that to reach his destiny and to experience the full manifestation of God's purpose and God's power in his life, he had to make a hard choice. Everybody say hard choice.
Hard choice.
He had to decide between the flesh connection or the divine connection with the man of God. Elisha made the decision to follow the anointing, to follow the Spirit of God. In 1 Kings 18 and 20, the Bible said, he left the oxen and ran after Elijah, and he said, let me, I pray, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. The Hebrew Bible says, kiss my father and mother goodbye. What Elisha was saying was, I've made up my mind, I'm going to follow the anointing. I'm going to pursue the presence and the power of God for my life. But I've got something to do before I can follow faithfully and completely. I have got to kiss the flesh connection goodbye. Everybody say, kiss it goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now, it wasn't a hello kiss or a kiss that said, I'll be back, Mom and Dad, in a little while. It was the kiss of separation. It was the kiss that said, this part of my life is over, and I'll never pick it up again. I'm never going back that way again. I'll never plow in that field again. I have been promoted to a new level. Hallelujah. Somebody say, new level.
New level.
It was this kiss that said, I'm leaving. It said, Mom, Dad, I'm leaving. You can look out in that field where I used to plow, but you will not find me there. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I believe somebody listening to me has plowed their last row in that old field. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to a new level. A new level, glory to God. So we're going to a new level. Tonight, I believe, is a night of deliverance. Tonight is a night to say goodbye to some flesh connection. Somebody say, I'm going to kiss it. Goodbye. Because you're going to go to another level tonight, another level in God. I just believe that I'm going to say something tonight that might help somebody. I believe that somebody is tired of following the stupid oxen all over the place and tired of doing stupid things and tired of stepping in stupid messes. Yeah, that's what Elisha was doing. He was behind 12 yoke of oxen. How many know that every once in a while he stepped in a stupid something? So I believe tonight is going to be a turnaround for somebody. Oh, hallelujah, say turnaround. Somebody's life is going to change forever tonight. I don't know who you are, but God said to tell you that there's greatness on the inside of you. Destiny is calling your name, but you have to make a choice. Everybody say, make a choice.
Make a choice.
Say, kiss it goodbye. Glory to God. You are either going to kiss it goodbye, or you are going to cling to it. You have to make up your mind. Somebody needs to kiss some attitudes goodbye. You need to kiss some habits goodbye. You need to kiss some fleshly desires goodbye. The Bible says Orpha kissed her mother-in-law Naomi goodbye. And there's no Bible record that she ever saw her again. But Ruth cleaved to her. You're going to either cleave to the flesh or you're going to kiss it goodbye. Everybody say, kiss it goodbye.
Kiss it goodbye.
Now listen, the Message Bible, every once in a while I like to read that Message Bible. It says, simply put, it says this, simply put, if you're not willing to take what is dearest to you, whether plans or people, and kiss it goodbye, you cannot be my disciple. That's what Jesus said. He said, if you love mother or father, brother or sister more than me, he said, you cannot be my disciple. The Message Bible says, simply put, if you're not willing to take what is dearest to you, whether plans or people, and kiss it goodbye, you cannot be my disciple. Everybody say, kiss it goodbye.
Kiss it goodbye.
Hallelujah. Now just turn around and wave, just go like that. There it goes.
There it goes.
There it goes down the road. Hallelujah. Now in Genesis, let's look. I want you to look tonight at somebody who understood that he needed to kiss it goodbye to move to the next level. In Genesis chapter 12, God called Abram out, the Bible said, alone, to leave his father, his mother, his kindred, to leave the flesh behind. But Abram struggled with the flesh connection. He struggled with letting go. How many has ever struggled with letting go? Can I tell you one of the most difficult things that you can deal with in life is the flesh connection. There are people that have missed what God has for them in the anointing and in their destiny because they're too tied to flesh connections. I've heard some people say, well, my grandma went to that church, and my grandpa went to that church, and my grandma died in that church, and my grandpa died in that church. Yes, and the truth is you'll die in that church too if the Spirit of God is not moving there. You've got to make up your mind. You're going to follow the anointing. You're going to make a choice to kiss that flesh connection goodbye. I love Grandma and Grandpa, but I'm not going to die where Grandma and Grandpa died just so I can say and so my grandchildren can say my grandpa died there too.
Amen.
Hello. So now listen to this. He struggled with the flesh connection. He brought Lot with him. God said, come alone. But he brought Lot with him. He couldn't break that flesh connection. Lot was his nephew. Now, Abram was already blessed. Scripture says in Genesis 13 and 2, Abram was very rich. Everybody say rich.
Rich.
In cattle, in silver. Oh my God. In silver and in gold. Now this was a wealthy man. So that means we are not seeing a distinction between blessed versus cursed, or something versus nothing, or good versus evil. What we're seeing is a distinction from good to great. From blessed to abundantly blessed. Abram was a believer. He was blessed. He was rich. But he had gone as far as he could go. There was another level. Everybody say another level. That was close to him. Listen, it was close to him until he separated from Lot.
Amen. Come on now.
Everybody say flesh connections.
Flesh connections.
I know I'm not talking to everybody. Because a lot of Christians are satisfied just to know they're saved and go to heaven when they die. So I'm going to direct this message tonight to the hungry people. I'm going to speak to the ones who are stretching and pressing to get everything God has for you. I want to talk to the ones who are in it to win it. I want to speak to the ones who feel the spirit of destiny rumbling in your belly, and there's a fire of desire burning in you that refuses to be quenched, and you're not satisfied to sit on the sidelines waiting on the rapture bus, but you're part of the elite group that wants to be on the front line. What are you saying? You want every blessing, you want every anointing, you want every gifting that is available to you. You want to be in the middle of what God is doing. You are a rare breed. Everybody say rare breed.
Rare breed.
Say you're talking to me.
Talking to me.
That's what I think, yeah. So that's who I'm talking to tonight. You're the ones who've already made up your mind that you'll do whatever it takes to get to the next level. To you, God says, just like he said to Abram, lift up now thine eyes. Lift up now thine eyes. Notice this. In our text, it's obvious that God is telling Abram, you're standing in a place you've never stood before. Why? Because he had made the separation with Lot. He had told Lot, you look and you see which way you want to go, and you choose which way you want to go. The Bible said Lot chose the well-watered plains of Sodom.
Yeah.
And he left the other choice to Abram. But the choice was made, and they broke the flesh connection. Then God says, now. Everybody say now.
Now.
So when God said now, God made a distinction between what existed before, oh glory to God, and what was coming into existence. It was as if a door closed behind him, so a new door could open in front of him. I'm prophesying to somebody right now, some doors that have closed in your life, and you didn't know why they closed, but those doors had to close so a new door could open.
Glory to God.
If I say new door.
New door.
God was saying to Abram, there's something I prepared for you, but you couldn't see it until now. What made the difference? He broke the flesh connection. When he broke, oh, Rasata, I just need you to lift your hands right now. I need the Holy Ghost to touch my heart. I need the Holy Ghost to touch your mind right now. I need the Holy Ghost to stir me, to get my heart ready to receive this revelation. Glory to God. God, I thank you for the spirit of revelation tonight, God. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Abram broke the flesh connection, his spiritual eyes were opened. Lot represents the flesh that veils the glory of God and separates us from the complete and the perfect will of God. The flesh will always oppose the plan, the operation, and the manifestation of the Spirit of God. I'll say it again. The flesh will always oppose the operation, the manifestation of the Spirit, and the power of God. Immediately, everybody say immediately.
Immediately.
That's powerful. Immediately, after Abram cuts off the flesh, God says, now.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. God says, now lift up your eyes. In other words, God says, now I've got something to show you. I couldn't show it to you before because there was too much flesh. I couldn't show it to you before because your attitude would have messed it up. I couldn't show it to you before because you had too many connections with the flesh and too many flesh relationships. If I would have showed it to you then when you had all your flesh connections, you would have messed it all up. But now I can show it to you. Hallelujah. See, I'm trying to tell you tonight, some of you, God is wanting to show you something, but he can't show it to you because there's still too much flesh. In other words, Lot is in the way. Lot may be Leroy or Susie. Lot may be a habit. It may be an addiction. It may be an attitude. Or Lot might be your car or your house or your job. Or Lot could even be your ministry. Lot is whatever and whoever you're putting ahead of God. Lot is your plan and your will and your agenda and your way. Everybody say, Lot is in the way. God is wanting to reveal and manifest himself to you, but Lot is in the way. Lot has to be crucified. The flesh, the natural man, the human mind, the logical, the carnal mind, it cannot handle what God has in store for you because the carnal mind, the logical, natural mind, cannot handle and cannot grasp the greatness and the magnitude of the plan and the glory of God for your life. And because the carnal mind cannot handle what God is wanting to do, it will try to whittle down and chop and break down and steal your destiny. Let me say it this way. Lot will rob you of your dreams. Lot will resist the plan of God. Lot will try to negotiate with you to keep you out of your anointing. I don't know about you, but I want Lot out of my life. I want Lot out of my way. Get out of my life, Lot. The greatest enemy of greatness is not bad. Think about it. I'm giving you revelation tonight. The greatest enemy of greatness is not bad. It's good enough. It's good enough. The biggest battle we fight as Christians is not against sin. I don't have a big problem with sin. I don't have a big problem with drinking, smoking, doping. I don't have a big problem with that. The devil doesn't even tempt me with that. The biggest battle I fight is the battle to settle down for good enough rather than to strive for greatness, rather than to reach and stretch for the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The greatest enemy of greatness is not bad, never has been bad, it's good enough. Status quo. Abram said, we can't go any farther together. Listen to this. Abram looks at Lot, he says, look, we can't go any farther together. Do you know what happened? Abraham was rich in cattle and gold and silver. And what happened is over a period of time, Lot began to, prosper as well. And Lot represents flesh. And it got to the point where Lot's herdsmen began to strive with Abraham's herdsmen and shepherds. And in other words, what happened was the flesh became almost as strong as the spirit. And Abram recognized something. He recognized at this point, I've got to separate from you. Because if I don't separate from you, you're going to kill me. You're going to destroy me. You're going to pull me down. And so he finally made the decision, the hard choice, to separate from Lot. Abram said, we cannot go any farther together. God is calling me to a place that I cannot go until I get rid of you. To take the next step, to go to the next level, there are some weights that you have to get off. Immediately after that decision to break the flesh connection, God tells Abram, now, lift up your eyes, look northward, look southward, look eastward, look westward, for all the land which you see will I give it to you and your seed forever. In other words, God said to Abram, now I want you to look every direction as far as you can see. I'm going to give it to you. Oh, hallelujah.
Woo! You're gonna have to put on your wading shoes to go with me tonight. Listen, you're gonna have to put on your wading shoes to go here tonight. In other words, God said to Abram, I want you to look everywhere and everything. Everywhere and everything. In other words, let me say it a different way. Let me prophesy in this house tonight, unlimited vision. Oh, Ramasando Bokutai. Unlimited reach, unlimited potential, unlimited opportunities, unlimited expectation, unlimited revelation, and unlimited manifestation. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let me just go ahead and give you a scripture for it. Ephesians 3 and 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Can I tell you something? One of the things God hates is limitation. God hates it when people limit him. God is not on a limited plan, and he doesn't want us to be on a limited plan. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 78:41, they turned back, they tempted God, and they limited the Holy One of Israel. Now I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't know about you, but I'm on the unlimited plan. Hallelujah. I hate watching my phone to make sure I don't go over on my minutes. I like the unlimited plan. Woo! I'm on the unlimited plan. Lift up now thine eyes. Lift up now thine eyes. Watch this. After the breakup. When Abram looked up, he saw something he hadn't seen before. He got a new vision. He saw himself going where he'd never gone before. He saw himself possessing what he had never possessed before. He saw himself doing what he'd never done before. And then he got up and he started walking in the vision. God said, look eastward, look northward, look southward, look westward. Everything you see on every side from every direction, I will give it to you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Rabbi Sada, I need you to lift your hands one more time. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I thank you for the Holy Ghost tonight. I thank you, Lord, for your word, God. This is a word for us. This is a word for your church. This is a word for Grover Beach Pentecostal Church of God. This is a word for anybody who can grab it tonight, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In other words, God said to Abram, I want to bless you every way you can be blessed. I want to bless your cattle. I want to bless your gold. I want to bless your silver. I want to bless your family. I want to bless you physically. I want to bless you emotionally. I want to bless you spiritually. I want you to experience joy and peace and strength and love. In other words, he says, every time you turn around, you're going to run into a blessing. Hallelujah. Every time you turn around, you're going to run into a blessing. Some of you have been fought on every side, on every level, from every angle, from every direction. Every time you turn around, you're slapped in the face with another problem. From sickness to financial troubles, from financial troubles to family troubles, from family troubles to people attacking your character. And you've been living by Murphy's Law. What is Murphy's Law? Whatever can go wrong will go wrong. That's Murphy's Law. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong. And your theme song has been, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. But I heard the Lord say, that was then, and this is now. Everybody say it with me. Say, that was then, and this is now. So I came to this house to prophesy tonight and declare from this pulpit that there is a shift that is happening. There's a shift in this house that's taking place right now, and you're fixing to rewrite Murphy's Law, and we're going to call it Abraham's Law, and it's going to go like this. Whatever can go right does go right. However you can get blessed, you will get blessed. And every time you
you turn around, you're going to run into a blessing. Every time you turn around, a blessing's going to smack you in the face. You're going to get smacked by a blessing in your finances. And then you're going to turn around, you're going to get smacked by a blessing in your family. And you're going to get turned around, you're going to get smacked by healing in your body. Every way you turn, you're going to get blessed. And you're going to get into run into blessings. And you'll be the head only and not the tail. You'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. You'll be blessed in your basket, blessed in your cattle, your sheep will be blessed, your crops will be blessed, blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, and whatever you put your hand to will prosper. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, kiss it goodbye.
Kiss it goodbye.
Glory to God. And your theme song is going to be,
He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all.
Woo! He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me. Oh, I'm getting ready to close tonight. Oh, I'm getting ready to close. But I got to tell you what the Lord said to tell you. He said to tell you. He's getting ready to embarrass the devil. He's getting ready to embarrass the devil. He said everywhere. I touched this morning, but he said every area and every place that the devil has touched your life, and everywhere he's tried to curse your life, God is going to blow on it, and he's going to turn it into a blessing.
Thank you.
And every time you turn around, in every direction you turn, you're going to run into a blessing. Because the set time to favor Zion has come. God said to Abram, lift up now thine eyes. After he had kissed the flesh connection goodbye. Somebody, I believe, in this house today is breaking up. Somebody's kissing the flesh connection goodbye. Somebody's choosing to go higher. We're choosing to go higher. We're choosing to lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us. We're choosing today to choose that which is above. Choosing that, the Bible says, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. So we're choosing tonight to break the flesh connection. We're choosing tonight to kiss the flesh connection. I don't know what that means to you. I don't know what that means to you. That may mean some associations that you've had in your life, some people that have been in your life that are not supporting you and that are not embracing you and they're not pushing you. They're not walking with you. They don't want to see you get to where God has called you to. You might have to kiss them goodbye. It might be some attitudes in your life that are holding you back. Just attitudes. You know, attitudes will keep you from the blessings of God. They'll keep you from the promises of God. They'll keep you from the provisions of God. I've heard people say, I've grown up in church, and I've heard people say so many times, they say, well, that's just the way I am. Well, listen, there's only one person to have the right to say that's just the way I am and never expect to change, and that's God. I know how I am, but I'm in process of change all the time. And any time God shows me something in the Word about my character, my attitude, that is not like it's supposed to be, it's not Christ-like, then the way I am is supposed to change to the way He is. I hear people say to them, well, that's just the way I am. That's just my nature. That's just my attitude. I know. I get that. We understand that. The problem is, that's the problem. That's just the way you am. If you want to get to where God is saying that He's wanting to take us, if you want to get to that blessed place, if you want to get to the place where God says, now lift up your eyes and look to the east, the west, the north, and the south, and every way you see, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to take you into unlimited vision, unlimited provision. I'm going to take you into unlimited knowing. Oh, Rasanda Bakanda.
I'm going to take you into a realm of the unlimited. I'm going to take you into the land where the Bible says, it says that he will bless you and he will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to the power that worketh in you. But you're going to have to kiss the flesh goodbye. And Elisha that day made the very hard choice to say to his mom and dad, I love you, but I gotta leave you. I love you, but I can't stay here. And he kissed him goodbye, and he followed the anointing. And because he made the hard choice to kiss the flesh connection goodbye, he became the next prophet over the entire nation of Israel. I'm telling you, God is getting ready to take us someplace. But in order to get to that next level, you may have to kiss Lot goodbye. And in fact, let me just say it very clearly, you will have to kiss Lot goodbye. Because Lot can't get there. And if you stay connected to Lot, you won't get there either. Lot will keep you from your destiny. Lot will keep you from your anointing. He will keep you from your next level. He will keep you from the plan of God and the purpose of God for your life. And I don't know about you, but that's a price I don't want to pay. I want everything God has for me. And along my life and along the walk of my life, I'm going to tell you, there's some things that were okay. There were some things that were not wrong. There were some things that I could have tolerated. But in order to go to the next level, I had to kiss it goodbye. I had to let it go. And you will too. Won't you just stand with me tonight? Kandobo shata mama basata. Satobo shamba mama. How many of you are ready tonight to go to the next level? I mean, understand, hearing what this message is tonight. How many are ready to go to that next level? How many are ready to make the hard choice to kiss it goodbye, to kiss that flesh connection goodbye? It may be relationships, it may be habits, it may be attitudes, it may be a job, it may be your agenda, it may be your plans, it may be what you have planned or what you have set out, what you've ordered. But in order to go to that next level, I'm making a decision tonight. Mom, Dad, I gotta go. I'm kissing it goodbye right now. I'm kissing that agenda goodbye. I'm kissing my plans goodbye. I'm kissing my purposes goodbye because God has something in store for me and I want everything God has for me. Oh, listen, listen, listen. You can make it. You can make it. This is not a choice between blessed and cursed. This is not a choice between getting everything and nothing. This is a choice between good and great. This is the choice that you make tonight between I'm willing to just go along and get along and make it to heaven, or I want to walk in my destiny and I want to fulfill the divine plan and purpose that God has for me being born into this earth. That's the difference that I'm talking about tonight. I want everyone tonight in this house that says, I want to walk in my destiny. I want to fulfill my destiny, whatever it costs. I want to walk. Come on, I want you to come. Come quickly, come quickly. I'm ready tonight. I want to hear God say now. I want to hear Him say now, lift up your eyes. I want to hear Him say now, look to the east and to the west. I want to hear Him say now. I want to hear Him say now, I'm going to bless you in the south and the east and the west and the north. And every way you turn, you're going to be blessed. And you're going to run into a blessing. I want to hear Him say now, you can walk. Oh God, I'm not saying it's easy. I know it's not always easy, Lord. But in this house, we're making the choice. God, there are people tonight that are hearing this message all over the world, God. And they're hearing this message and they're making the choice tonight to say yes. To say yes to you and to say no to the flesh connection. To kiss the flesh goodbye. Tonight, Lord, we're deciding that we want the higher life. We want the anointing. We want the purpose. We want the destiny that you have for us. We want to walk in the full measure of our anointing. We want to fulfill the call of God and the purpose of God for our lives, Lord. And we don't want to come short of it, Lord. And we're not going to let Lot keep us out of our promise. not going to let the flesh connect and rob us of the anointing and rob us of our destiny and rob us of the plan and the purpose of God. I'm kissing it goodbye tonight, God. This is it. This is it, Lord. It's over. That relationship is over, God. That relationship with the flesh is over. That relationship with my will, my way, my plans, my agenda, Lord, it's over, God. I kiss it goodbye tonight, God, because I want to walk in your place. I believe tonight, God, some people are going to hear you say now. They're going to hear you say now. I believe tonight, Lord, somebody's going to hear you say now. Now I can talk to you about what I have planned for you. Now I can talk to you about where I was going to take you. Now I can talk to you about why I brought you through this way and why you had to walk through this. Now I can talk to you. And now I can open your eyes. And now I can let you see what I'm doing. Now I can let you in on my plans. Now I can trust you. We can walk together in this now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel it now and on. I said, I feel a now and only. I feel a now and only. Now, lift up your eyes and look. Now, look to the east, the west, the north, and the south. And now, everything that you see, I'm going to give it to you.
God, and you've passed through difficult places and hard places, and you said even in your own heart, God, why am I going through this? Why are you taking me this route? And why are you showing me these things? And why do I feel what I feel? But the Lord was saying to me even tonight, my children, that it's because I knew where I was taking you. And I had to equip you, Elohoshai. I had to equip you for what I was bringing you to. I had to equip you. I had to expose you. I had to let you feel. I had to let you know. I had to let you experience so that when I bring you into this new level and new anointing and new dimension, you'll be able to function with power. And you'll be able to function with authority, saith God. For you have seen the low levels. Oh, Ramah Sinai. For you have seen the low places. And for you have seen those who have got stuck with flesh connections. And you have seen those who were robbed of their destiny because they could not release and turn loose the flesh connections. But I say unto thee, even this night, saith God, that I have in store for you better things than these, saith God. For even this night have I sent a word to shift you, and have I sent a word to lift you, saith God, and to thrust you into that new level, saith the Lord. And all you have to do is turn around and kiss that flesh connection goodbye, and I will take you in to a land flowing with milk and honey and overflowing abundance, saith the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
I say goodbye. Goodbye, Lord. Goodbye. Goodbye, my plan. Goodbye, my agenda. Goodbye. I want your abundance, Lord. I want your abundance. I want your overflow.
Thank you, God.
In my own life, I told the story, and I'm almost done tonight. I feel like I've delivered the word of the Lord. It's amazing the Lord held this message up for 3 services. God knows what he's doing. But my big problem, one of the big connections I had with my flesh, was I love CB radios. I said this before. I love them. I was addicted to them. And then I gave the Lord this reasoning. I said, I'll use it to be a good witness. I'll use it to witness. And I'm not saying I didn't. I did talk about the Lord to the people. But it wasn't God's plan for my life. It took me away from my prayer time. Took me away from the study of his word. And it became first in my life. It actually became a God to me of a sorts. And I'm not going to go through the long story because it is long, because it went over a period of years, 2-3 years that I warred over that. Worked walking through that. So I know what it feels like to war over a flesh connection and not want to let it go. It seems like a small thing, but to me it wasn't small. One day God spoke to me. He said, Terry, I'm not going to tell you you won't go to heaven if you keep that in your life. But he said, I'm going to tell you this today. You won't fulfill your destiny. And you won't fulfill the plan that I have for your life. It shocked me that God would speak to you so firm and so direct. Immediately, I went home. I was on the road. I was in Moore, Oklahoma. And I was on the road back to Russellville, Arkansas. And God spoke to me while I'm driving. He spoke to me. He said, I'm not going to tell you won't go to heaven. He said, because I love you. But he said, I'm going to tell you this. You will not fulfill your destiny. And you're going to have to make a choice today. Today. I said, God, right there in the car with my heart, I said, God, I choose you. I want to fulfill my destiny. And that day, I kissed it goodbye. And it wasn't easy. Maybe for you it wouldn't have been nothing, but for me, it was a struggle. It had a hold on me. But that day, I said goodbye. And it opened the door. I'm going to tell you something. With all of my heart and everything in me, I know I would not be here tonight if I hadn't made that decision that day. I would not be here tonight. I would not ministered all over the country and messages going all over the world. It wouldn't have happened if I hadn't have made that choice, that hard choice. Kiss it goodbye. Say goodbye to Lot. Lot, I love you, but I got to let you go, man. I'm not saying that all of a sudden I hated it. I didn't hate it. I loved it. But I had to kiss it goodbye. Because God was calling me to a higher place. Tonight, God has called every one of us to a higher place. And I believe that we're hearing the Holy Spirit say, now. Now that you've made the hard choice to say to the flesh, I gotta go. I love you, but I gotta go. You may have had this part of my life for a long time, but I gotta move on. Mom, Dad, I love you, but I gotta go. I've been called to a higher place in God.
And tonight I feel the Holy Spirit has called us to a higher pleasing God. And we have made some hard choices tonight to say to the flesh, I got to move on. I got to move on. I don't want to miss what God has for me. Isn't that the truth for you tonight? Isn't that the truth? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word tonight, God. Thank you, Lord, that you love us enough to show us and help us to navigate through these hard places of life, Lord. God, because there are hard choices that we have to make sometimes. There are things, Lord, that cost us, Lord. You never said that this would be a cheap life. You never said that it would never cost us anything. You said that you have to take up your cross and follow me. And you said if we wanted to be your disciple, we would have to leave everything to follow you. And so, Lord, I thank you tonight, God, that Abraham showed us and Elisha showed us that we can indeed follow you into the blessed life. We can indeed walk in our purpose and fulfill the destiny that you have for our lives. And God, that you give to every single one of us the power, the inward strength and the inward power to kiss it goodbye so we can move on into the fresh and the new and that new level that you have for us and that new anointing, Lord, that you have for every one of us. And God, I thank you, Lord, as we leave this place, Lord, we leave it knowing, God, that we are walking into a new place with you, that our eyes are open to see the east, the west, the north, and the south. And Lord, you said, get up and walk. And every place where you put your foot, I'll give it to you. And so, Lord, we're going to leave this place tonight claiming ground for the kingdom. And we just thank you and praise you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost and for what you've done in this house tonight. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Give God a great big praise.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Almighty. And shake somebody's hand, two or three people's hand, and tell them I'm going somewhere.
I'm going
somewhere.
I'm going to the next step.
I'm going to the next level.
Hallelujah.